Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Chof Gimel in the Art Scholars Vahadar edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Dalet. Sog the Mishnah, B'chama Yomim, Mevim Shlomim Vein Soimchim Alehem. You could bring Korban as Shlomim, because it's something that Ha'odam also has a piece of it. Because Shlomim, part of it goes on Mizbeach, but the meat goes to the Ha'odam to eat it. So you could bring it on Yom Tov. But you're not allowed to lean in it, because leaning on a carbon is a shvus. You're using the animal to lean on it, so that you can't do a Yom Tov. Avala oilos, don't bring carbon oilos, which goes completely to Hashem, to the Mizbeach, and the Adam does not enjoy it at all. Hold, you can bring both shlomim and oilos, and you can do smicha on both. So with the Gemara, smicha shloike darko is mutter. You can't do smicha now in the right way. What does it mean, shloike darko? Meaning, can you do smicha the day before? So the Gemara explains right now, b'chamay old, I could do smicha before. That's why, even the karbonis you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov, don't do smicha on Yom Tov. There's no need to do on Yom Tov. Do the day before. But according to Basilel, when you bring karbonis, you must do smicha as well, because you can't do the day before. So therefore, you should do it on Yom Tov. Omar Zeiro, kol amo moide, everybody agrees. Be'osho metzoiro shesomach alav me'etmo lo yotzo. So we bring an example of Osho metzoiro. He has to bring his carbon on the eighth day of his tahara. The day before, he can't bring the carbon. So everybody agrees he can't do smicha the day before. Meaning, a day you cannot bring the carbon. If it's a day that you cannot bring the carbon, you can't do smicha either. Even Mechame will say you can't do smicha the day before because the time the carbon is not kosher. Shalmin edova shesomach alav me'etmo lo yotzo. Shalmin edova, person donates a shlomim, he could do it any day. So therefore, he could do smicha the day earlier. He could bring the korban the day earlier, so even though he decided to do korban the day later, he could do smicha the day earlier. Everybody agrees to that. Ma apologies, what's the machlokes? B'shalmi chagigo, shlomi of chagigo that you cannot bring before yantiv, but it's still shlomim. B'shalmi avidlon kishlomi edovo, because it's still shlomim, you could do smicha the day before. B'shil avdin like ha'oshem etzoyro, they treat like the ha'oshem etzoyro, which you can't do the day before, and therefore you can't do smicha before, and you must do it on yantiv. Now, we learn from here, what you're saying is, if you have Ashmetzayr that you do the day before, lo yotzo, that is only bismanoi. Meaning, we're talking about the seventh and eighth day. He brought this korban on the eighth day bismanoi. So he did smicha on the seventh day, the day before, he can't, that doesn't work. But if he's bringing it a later date, he delayed his Ashim. Instead of bringing it on the eighth day, he brought it on the ninth day or the tenth day, so then, which means you could do smicha the day before. The only reason you can't do smicha a day early is only because you can't bring the korban a day early. On Shabbos, you can bring korbanos for Hashem, but you cannot do anything for an individual. On Yom Tov, you could do animals, you could shecht animals for an individual, for a hedyot. And you didn't shecht animals for Hashem, of course you can bring korbanos l'Hashem, so of course you can bring a korban oilo. Amulem b'chamai v'ayin nedorim v'nedov v'yis yochichu, or b'an nedorim v'nedoros, shemutarim l'hedyot v'asurim l'gavoyim, meaning something which has no obligation at all. So a person could check for a hedyot, but he can't bring it as a korban. You agree with that, Basil. All the things you said you have to bring is only, talk about the shalmi chagigo, you have to bring it on Yom Tov. But something which is a nedava, you can't bring on Yom Tov. So according to you, Basil, if you hold anything that you could do for an hedyot, for sure you could do the gavoya. What about nedorim and nedovos? Amulem Basil, lo imamarite nedorim and nedovos, shein zmona kavua, tormi chagigish zmona kavua. So Basil, we agree with you partially. Meaning, we do agree that there's some things you can't bring on Yom Tov, even though you can bring it for an individual. But what we require, what we're saying that you should be able to bring on Yom Tov, is anything which is zmona kavua, which is, that's its date. So if it's not its date, so the story is, why didn't you bring it the day before? But if the time to bring the korban is on Yom Tov, so if you could do for an individual, of course you could do for gavoya. Amulem b'chamai, chagiga ein zmona kavua. Kor chagiga is not zmona kavua. You don't have to bring in the first day of Yom Tov. You can bring in during Chol HaMoed. So that's not considered to be Zman HaKavua. Amulim Beisil El Chagiga Zman HaKavua. It is Zman HaKavua. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Shim Lo Yichog Baregel, Ein Lo Yichol Lachug Achar Baregel. If you don't bring it on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, you can't bring it after. So even though you could bring it on Yom Tov, you could bring it on Chol HaMoed instead, Yom Tov is still considered to be Zman HaKavua and should be Doyecha Yom Tov. Only something which an individual can enjoy and benefit, you could do on Yom Tov. You can't do other things. Lachem is only something you can benefit. You can't do for yourself something you can't benefit from. But you could do for the Gavoya, even something you don't benefit from. Meaning a loshon acher. When your oven is closed, meaning on Shabbos, the oven of your Rebbe is open, which means the mizbeach. When your oven is open, which means Yom Tov, so of course the oven of your Rebbe should be open, meaning Akash Bochu's mizbeach should be open to bring karbonis. Another lesson, it's not right that you should be able to eat plenty and you don't give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu karbonis. So that's a svar of Beis Hillel to have karbonis on Yom Tov. Shimon Lakish passed behind the Beis Medrash. Vishama Kolon Koroya and Psuka. He hears from inside that they're reading the following pasuk. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Vayizbichu laHashem zvochim, vayalu oylois laHashem lemechoras hayoyimahu. And the Hemshach HaPasuk is Purim Elef Elim Elef Kfosim Elef. As we'll see in a moment, this day was Yom Tov. Now we're going to use Reb Chaim's second shot, which changes the girsa. On a man de mafsik lo ke Beis Hillel, meaning where do you put the comma in the pasuk? According to Beis Hillel, you would say vayizbichu laHashem that day in Yom Tov zvochim, vayalu oylois laHashem kama. Because they did Zvachim, which is Shlomim, and Oilus. Then, they also did more stuff the next day. But they did Shlomim and Oilus that day, which was Yom Tov. But the one who does not put a comma, he says everything was done the next day. Everything happened the next day, now Yom Tov. That is Kibbishamai. That goes like Kibbishamai, that they hold you can bring Korbanis on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, why not? Vishlomim lemocharas ayoyim. I understand the korban oil you can't bring a yontif, but shlomim you also can't bring a yontif. Vein shlomim bain ke bichamai. Don't bichamai agree that you could bring shlomim that day? So that doesn't work according to bichamai. This to explain the pasuk that you can't bring korban as a yontif. Says the Gemara, my v'yisi ba'aboyin David meis ba'atzeres for you call Yisrael oininim v'ikrivu lemochar. This pasuk speaks about when David Melch died and it was yontif. It was shavuos. So it couldn't be korbanis, not because it was Yom Tov, but because they were oininim. Because when the king dies, everybody is considered to be his mishpacha. They all considered to be oininim. They can't bring korbanis, so they couldn't bring korbanis that day. They brought it the next day. That could apply sa according to Bishamai, sa according to Beis Hillel. So Gemara Maise beHillel Hazaken Shehivi Oiloso laHazaro v'Somach Alei. So Hillel Hazaken comes on Yom Tov, brings his oil to the Hazaro, and he leans in it as the sheet of Beis Hillel. V'chorvul of Tamidei Shamais, Tamidei Shamai gathered around him, and they were not happy with what he did. He t'chil mikashkesh beznovo, so he shaked the tail. Amar lo yiru nekevahi. He basically pretended this was an akeva, not a zohar. V'shlomi v'itiyo, v'flagam b'dvarim v'ochu lehem. So it's really a korban shlomi, not a korban oilo. And he basically tried, in order to appease and in order to make shalom, told him, I'm not bringing here a korban oilo. It's really only a korban shlomi, nothing to worry about. But really, it was a zohar and was a korban oilo. Later, many days later, Beit Shammai's power became stronger. They wanted to pass like their own halacha. One of the Talmidei Beit Shammai knew that's not the halacha. So what did he do? He goes into the Hazaro on Yom Tov and he sees it empty because nobody can bring the Dorim and the Davos. It should empty the house of these people that made the house of Hashem empty. They're causing Am Yisrael not to bring Karbonis. He brought 3,000 sheep from the sheep of Kedar. Ubikran mimumin. Check that there's no blemish. My brothers are Am Yisrael. Anybody could bring oil and shlomim, could do smicho like Beis Hillel. Then the pasuk like Beis Hillel, nobody said anything against it. Continues the Gemara Daf Chavdal and Mudalef. Why? What's shot that he had to bring 3,000 animals? Because as people say, Tekisa mineyubei. In the beginning, you have to fill, if you want to open a fire, you have to have a lot of wood together. But once it's already hot, so then you just have to add a little bit to it. So in order to paskan halacha, you have to bring many animals to make a roshim to say this is the halacha. Kol gruma de lakavio b'shaisa lakavio. Any coal that did not get on fire in the beginning, it will never get on fire. Meaning you have to start it strong in the beginning. That's why you start with these animals. So it says, there was a Talmud of Mesil, he brought an oil to Azara, and he leaned in it. Give him a gara. Why are you leaning on it on Yom Tif? Why are you not silent? Don't say things that you're not supposed to say. So he silenced the Talmud, and he left, and the Gemara in Bavli says, it was a good response not to cause a machloikis. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Chof Gimel.